He's having a ball. And, you know, they asked me to get on the mic. And they asked me, can I kick it? Words. Can I kick it?
Yo, guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the CW Clinic. As always, my name is Chris. I'm your host. And for all of the new listeners that have been coming in recently, what's going on, guys? You may or may not know me. A little bit of background on me is I have been in entrepreneurship for now 15 years. I'm a full-service watch dealer. We do white glove and concierge service for all high-end timepieces. I also own a nonprofit in veteran services, teaching veterans to become entrepreneurs. And I consult and mentor entrepreneurs in my mentoring and consulting company, Warrior Consulting, teaching entrepreneurs to scale to and past the eight-figure mark using lessons that I've learned along the way. Now, on today's show, we're going to talk about the four tips to developing effective leadership skills for new entrepreneurs. This is a bunch of lessons that I've learned along the way in my 19 years as a leader. I'm going to teach you guys the fundamentals for you new entrepreneurs to how to develop effective leadership skills now. So let's get into the show. Okay, so let's start with the first tip. Number one, be a follower first. Straight up, learn to fucking follow first. Then you will become a strong leader. 19 years ago, when I was a private in the Army, I had to learn to follow leaders first. 2.5 years later, I became a sergeant. Thus, I began leading. But in those 2.5 years, I followed a bunch of strong leaders and took little pieces from them to create the beginning of my leadership style. Being a great follower first, following strong leaders and learning from them, crafting your leadership style, is the key to being a phenomenal leader. All you got to do is follow first. Number two, get really okay with being wrong. And I used to never be wrong, but to be a really good leader, to be a strong leader, you got to be okay with being wrong. Why? Because you'll get the respect of your people. About midway through my entrepreneurial career, whenever I was wrong, what I would do was I would raise my hand and I would drop down and do 50 push-ups. So when I'd raise my hand, I would say, hey, I made a mistake. This is what I did wrong. I'm going to drop down and do 50 push-ups. So what happened? So I'd announce to sometimes 100 people, 200 people that not only I was wrong, but I also got a really good pump out of it. Number three, listen to your people. As a leader, right? Most people just want to be heard. Your people just want to be heard. So get really good at understanding this. You have two ears and one mouth. Listen more and speak less. The more you listen to your people, the more you'll hear about what your people value, like, and dislike, which will empower you to be a better leader. Number four, straight up, just own your fucking shit. Own your shit. You are responsible not only for your mistakes, but the mistakes of your team and your people. If you point the finger elsewhere, avoiding the responsibility, you will not only lose respect from your people, but you can lose yourself along the way and potentially your business. The only place the finger should be pointing is back at you, outside of extenuating circumstances. As a leader, you got to get really good at owning your shit and taking responsibility for everything that you and your team do, because fundamentally, you're the leader. It falls on you. All right, guys, that's what I got for you. Gave you four golden tips to develop effective leadership skills for new entrepreneurs. I guarantee you, if you implement what I just told you, you will grow as an entrepreneur and a leader. So, guys, if you learned anything from this show, I ask you to not only share it with a friend, share it on your socials, and if you haven't left a review on Spotify or iTunes, drop what you're doing right now. Leave us a review. That's what helps the show rank. I gave you some gold. Give me some gold. Share and leave a review. I'll catch you guys next time. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. Well, I'm born. Born, man.
Xavier. At times I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, check your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe